Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is another blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. As we wait for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this day that you have blessed us to see and for this golden opportunity you have given us to assemble together. Now, Lord, this day we want to share your word this day in spirit and truth in its pureness that will be pleasing in your sight. So help us tonight as we have teaching your word that we may teach it and rightly divide it. And bless the hearers tonight who are listening and put into their hearts to seek you about what we're giving unto them this day. Right now, I bind every demonic interference, every work of Satan. Satan, the Lord rebukes you, and we rebuke you. We bind every demonic spirit that try to interfere with the airwaves. Satan, you are a liar. You are a defeated foe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight we are in this new section of series, Reason 2, Secrecy or Secrets, Part 2. And this is part of the overall series of why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God. And we had talked to you about Reason 1 is because to be joined to Masonry or Mormonism, as a Christian, you will be unequally yoked. And also in that reason one, we went to show you that Masonry and Mormonism is antichrist and ungodly. Okay? Amen. So therefore, in this part of the series, we are on reason two. And reason two has to deal with secrets or secrecies. Secrecies or secrets, excuse me. That's reason two of why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of the Lord. Okay? They have these secrecy or secrets. Okay? Now, yesterday, for those of you who were listening, in part one of reason two, I gave you a definition of the word secrecy or secrets. Now, I'm not going to go back through them, and I'm just going to say, as you listen to part two tonight, go back and listen to part one so you can be caught up to speed. But I gave you approximately two definitions of the word secrecy, three definitions of the word secret, okay, coming from Webster. And so, amen. And given those definitions, glory to God, of the word secrecy and secret. And I want you to understand on this reason, too, me and my brother has been laying a foundation, because when you're teaching the word of God, one of the best things, and mainly I have to say, maybe one of the primary things you need to do when you're teaching the word of God is lay a foundation, okay? And we have laid a foundation that I defined to you what the word secrecy and secret meant. And my brother spoke yesterday to give a foundation also. And having said that, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Another blessed day, another opportunity we've been given. Thank God for you, brother, joining in on this. And we're going to, in Jesus' name, do the tag team role on the devil. So where I hit him and he grab, you're going to hit him and he's going to grab. And we're going to just keep this thing dancing with him. Amen.
Amen.
I am sharing with the listeners today, as we had laid a foundation yesterday for those who were listening, part one of Reason 2. Once again, my brother laid a foundation and I laid a foundation in giving you definitions of the word secrecy and secrets. Because in this second reason why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the work of the Lord is because of their secrets. Now, that brought us to a question. Because some of you listening may say, well, hey, we all have had secrets, you know. We all have told people something confidentially or something like that. And to
Amen.
You that say that, I get that. You're right, I get that. But it brings us to the question, when is secrets or secrecy wrong? Or is it wrong? Okay. Now, we still laying this foundation because I'm here to tell you that Masonry and Mormonism have these, quote, secrets, okay? And like to many of you that said, hey, we all got secrets and share secrets, it brings the question, is it or when is it a secrecy or a secret wrong, okay? And as yesterday, I shared definitions with you. Now, we're going to talk about in the scriptures here, when is a secret or secrecy wrong, okay? Let's open up with Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27. The Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27. And we're going to look at some witnesses who will let us know when a secret or secrecy is wrong. Because even though we all have had secrets, we have told secrets or what have you, There is a time where it's a place where, and it's an act of doing it where it's connected to something wrong. Now, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 27. And let's go to verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24. And we're going to run these witnesses by you to show you that these witnesses let you know that there's a point where a secret or secrecy is wrong, okay? Now, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24. Now, look what the word of God says here. Now, this is what God gave Moses to tell the people, okay? And he says, curse be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say what? Amen. Okay. Did you see that? Now, he said, curse. Now, I'm not the, quote, smartest person in the world, but I know the word curse is not good. Okay? It ain't good. And he said, curses is the man that smite of his neighbor secretly. Now, the root word in that word secretly is what? Secret. Okay? Do we see that?
Yeah.
Now, when a secret is connected to you doing the works of the flesh, it's wrong. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. When a secret is connected to you doing the works of the flesh, it's wrong. Okay?
Amen.
The word smiteth in that verse here, the original Hebrew word, naukal, means what? To strike lightly or severely, literally or figuratively. It also means to kill, punish, murder, etc. Okay? Now, kill and murder is of the works of the flesh. Remember Galatians 5th chapter? And it said, these are the works of the flesh, and it names murders? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when a secret, and please hear us on this, because when we get to the meat of this reason too, this should all come together. When a secret is connected, especially to you doing the works of the flesh, it's wrong. Notice that the verse said, cursed be he. It didn't say blessed. Okay? It didn't say blessed be he. It said cursed be he. Okay? Hallelujah. So when it's connected to the works of the flesh, or on top of that, when it's connected to you committing sin, period, it's wrong. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the book of Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Glory to God. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Glory to God. And let's look at verse 14. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, looking at verse 14. Now, look what the word of God says. It said, thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor, what? Secretly. Hallelujah. See, remember Judah had got all off track. The word repentance come to them and they wanted to reject it, okay? And Habakkuk said, hey, they was about to come out at me, okay? Hallelujah. But one of the key things I want you to see is that he said that their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly, okay? Glory to God.
Amen.
Devour is dealing with you destroying. Okay? When a secret, because remember he said secretly, the root word in that word is what? Secret. When a secret is connected to anyone devouring what he says, the poor. Well, who is the poor? The humble. According to the Hebrew word, the humble, the depressed in mind or circumstances. Any secrecy that is connected to you destroying or hurting those that are humble, those that are depressed in their mind or their circumstance is wrong, okay? If you are secretly taking money from somebody who are already going through and poor, you're wrong. You get that?
Amen.
When you secretly getting money from somebody that don't know no better, guess what? You're wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're wrong.
Amen.
Now, I know some people don't want to talk about this, but we got to talk about it because we got to lay a foundation that you may understand why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God because of their secrets. They are hiding knowledge from other people on purpose, and it is connected to that which is sinful, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We're letting the word of God answer. When it's a secret wrong. Or secrecy wrong. What we see when it's connected to the works of the flesh, when it's connected to sin, it's wrong, okay? If you're withholding knowledge from others because you're doing the dirt behind their back, guess what? You're wrong. You're doing something to harm them, you're wrong. You understand that? The secrecy is not right. Now, let's go to Ephesians, once again, chapter 5. We're going to look at verse 11 and 12. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. Now look what the word of God has to say here. and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Okay? Hallelujah. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them when in secret.
Amen.
What? Hallelujah. He said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Original Greek word for darkness, that means shadiness. Okay? That which is done, where its merits is questionable. Okay? He said unfruitful works of darkness. You know, darkness is opposite of light. That can involve sinful stuff, people. Amen. And God used Paul to say, it's a shame to even speak of those things. Okay? It's a shame to even speak of it. Glory to God.
Amen.
To understand this a little better, let's look at verse 9 and 10. He said, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Okay? Do you see that? So when secrecy has to do with you doing that which is unacceptable to the Lord, it is wrong. Did you hear that? It's wrong.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, how do you prove that, brother? Now you prove it by scripture. If anybody is doing something secretly, and it contradicts the scriptures, it is wrong. If you are holding knowledge from others for a purpose of you doing something that is sinful or is against scripture, guess what? That secret is wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I want to read another witness to you. This is from the book we've been telling you about, The Record of Nephite. Helaman, servant of the Lord. Glory to God. And I want to read something that is written here in dealing with this secret. Okay? And it talk about the people of God over here on this continent at the time. Okay? And it says, and in the commencement of the 60 and 70 year, the people begin to grow exceeding wicked again. Now, this spoke to the people of the Lord now. It said, for behold, the Lord has blessed them so long with the riches of the world that they had not been stirred up to anger, to wars, nor to bloodshed. Therefore, they begin to set their hearts upon their riches. Yea, they begin to seek to get gain, that they might be lifted up one above another. Therefore, they begin to commit secret murders and to rob and to plunder that they might get gain. Yes. And now behold, these murderers and plunderers were a band which had been formed by Kishkumen and Gadi Anton. And now it had come to pass that there were many even among the Nephites or Gadi Anton's band. But behold, there were more numerous among the more wicked part of the Lamanites, and they were called Gadianton's robbers and murderers. Okay? Glory be to God. And I'm going to another verse, 22, say, and it came to pass that they did have their signs, yea, their secret signs, and their secret words. Did you get that? And this, that they might distinguish a brother. Whoa. Now, don't worry about it, people. When we go on to this series, we may end up coming back to here because they did this right here that they might distinguish a brother who had entered into that covenant with them. You know what that's like? That's like masonry.
Yeah.
That's just like masonry. Now, Lord says, say, we're going to get into all that because they do these little handshakes, these secret handshakes and stuff. They even do the handshake on you to see if you are one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But notice how many times the word secret was used. It was used in connection with what? Murders. And it was used in connection with signs and words to tell if you were one of the members that joined that murderous group of the of what is called the Gadianton robbers and the Kishkumen. See, that secrecy was wrong, people. It's wrong. Because why? It's connected to sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's connected to sin. See, that's when the secret or secrecy is wrong. It was connected to them committing sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And connected to that which was ungodly. Because I read to you, remember they formed a group, a band called Gadianton Robbers. They were murderers and robbers, okay? And they had these secret signs and secret words to for you to distinguish, are you one of their brothers in their covenant, okay? So when you're doing this secret stuff to show that you are in a covenant with an ungodly or antichrist organization, that secrecy is wrong.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now let me run one more scripture by you. And this comes from the angel of the Lord. God sent his angel, named called Elijah. And don't worry, people, we're going to go into it a little bit more as time comes. We're going to go into a little bit more about the sending of Elijah, because this is part of the restitution work of God also. But I want to read something to you that God sent him with a message for the people and dealing with secrets, okay? Hallelujah. And he sent this message out, and I want to give you the date, because once again, me and my brother, we ain't trying to hide nothing, okay? Give you a date so you can go back and ask God. He sent this out September the 21st, 1938. God's word is still valid today. It's the first day he sent it. But listen to this. He said, there are those that have, and this is the 37th time, I'm going to put it this way, that he sent the angel. It's called a 37th message. And this is what he said. He said, there are those that have shown negligence in defending the truth. But because of tradition of men and a desire for prominency, do you hear that, have failed to please the Lord in all things and have sought to hinder the work of the Lord. They shall not have part in this work. Yea, the day soon comes when such shall not be called servants of the Lord by my voice nor by the true spirit because of their sin. They have made light of the words the Lord has spoken. Therefore, they do not heed, and unless they speedily repent of their ways, repent of ways that are not wise and secret deceptions.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Such shall no longer have lot or portion in the sacred work of the Lord. Secret deceptions. That include being in a masonry or a Mormonism or any kind of antichrist, ungodly organization, or doing any kind of works of acts that is of deception. So secrets is wrong when it's connected to what? Deception.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. See, sometimes, brother, we don't want to talk about there's an opposite in all things. So something we like, we want to label, it's okay.
Yes.
But people, there's an opposition in all things. You got a right, you got a wrong. You got a good, you got a bad. You can carry things out the right way or you can carry it out the wrong way.
Amen.
Okay? If you made a mistake, step on my toe, I can rightly say, hey, excuse me, brother, you stepped on my toe. Or I can come out wrong. Hey, man, you stepped on my toe, and I'm going to knock your nose off.
Amen.
So a secret is wrong when it's connected to sin, to the works of the flesh, that you may continue to do this thing when it's connected to deception. It's wrong. Okay? And this is what we're telling you in this reason, too, as we've been laying this groundwork, because in masonry, and once again, we're going to get into this, some of these secrets now. In masonry, there is a bunch of secrets. In Mormonism, there's a bunch of secrets that's connected to what? The works of the flesh, sin, deception, you name it.
Yes.
And it's wrong.
Yes.
And that's why it is not part of the restoration work of God, because the nature of God, there is no deception. In God's nature, there is no sin. In God's nature, there is no, quote, work of the flesh, because if it was, then God has no business telling you about doing that and you be wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Well, people, you can say amen, or you can say oh me, or anyhow, or whatever. You can say one of them.
Amen.
But truth is true. And see, too many of us Christians said, now, we don't need to talk about that because, you know, people got their own thing going on. Listen, God said, cry aloud and spare not. You got to call that which is sin, sin. We need to quit sitting up here dressing up sin and covering it up ourselves. You know, the people that doing it, they ain't got to worry about covering, because some of us is covering it up for them. We're covering it up.
You know, everybody got their own way of doing things.
When it's sin, come on. A lot of secrecy, people. A lot of secrecy stuff. And that's what we're laying down in this reason two part of the series. This is the reason why. This is the reason number two why masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God, because of these secrets they got. We'll talk to you about what these secrets they got is connected to. Okay?
Amen.
Now, and as I get ready to turn over to my brother, put your stones and your bricks down and your guns, because I'm here to tell you this. If you don't believe me, when you discover what these secrets is, I want you to see, do God agree with it?
Well, how would I know that, Brother Nate?
Well, don't you got the Word of God with you? Many of you got Bibles. Search it in the Scripture. It's in the Scripture. It's right there. You know, glory to God, have mercy on us, Lord. Sometimes, and I'm not saying we know everything, but sometimes we ask questions and we got the answer sitting in the house. In the reading Word.
Amen.
But see, some of us, we don't like to study. We don't like to look up nothing. So I'm going to go ask Brother Robert. And then when Brother Robert give me the answer, and I come to find out somebody else come behind him and say, well, Brother Robert, he was wrong by that. Now I'm going to run back in Brother Robert's face and tell him, Brother Robert, you're wrong. Now, I didn't search it up myself. I didn't study it myself. I just took Brother Robert's word, okay? And now I'm saying he's wrong, okay? Well, how do you know he's wrong? Well, somebody else told me, well, this is the chain line you're going on now.
Amen.
A lot of people are being deceived, and some going to be deceived, because why? They would not search the word for themselves.
Amen.
They won't do it. They want to hinge everything on what you say. We carry a slothful, lazy spirit. When it comes to the Word of God, we got the book in the house, and the only time we pick it up is when we go to church service. And once we get home Sunday evening and put the book down, we don't know the book no more until next Sunday. We don't know it no more. And see, people have been living their lives day after day like this, and guess what? The day of owning up finna come, people. You finna see. Some of y'all gonna find out that you was in stuff that you thought was God. But see, you never sought God about it by in prayer or in his word. And you finna find out now it wasn't him.
And one of the things you're going to want to say is, well, you know, so-and-so told me that God told him. You didn't search nothing up.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God. So I wanted to continue to lay that foundation right there. And having said that now, I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to all my brothers out there. Open your ears, let the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let him quicken you with light, with understanding, with illumination in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Thank you, Jesus. We rebuke the powers of the adversary in the name of Jesus Christ that will try to stop you from listening, hearing, and receiving these truths of God in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Father. Now, brothers, let's go back, okay, because we believe in laying a good foundation, okay, a sure foundation, okay, and the foundation is found in the Word of God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You cannot find any better foundation than the Word of God, okay? So that's where we come from with our testimony, okay, of these things that we speak to you of, okay? And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We go back to the Genesis, the 10th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When it spoke of Nimrod, okay, in the eighth verse, okay, in the 10th verse. Thank you, Jesus. And when it spoke of Nimrod in the 11th, hallelujah, chapter of Genesis, when he was building his kingdom or his tower, okay, and he did all that he did, okay, and how the Lord scattered, okay. Thank you, Jesus. Now, from the beginning of the 11th chapter of Genesis, okay, when this man began to build this temple, okay, his tower, okay, the heavens, okay, and he had his one world government, his one world view, okay, and he was going to deceive the whole world because this is what their purpose was, okay, to deceive the whole world. This is the devil's plan, okay. Now, principle of this thing right up front, okay, the principle of this work of deception and secret is the devil. Thank you, Jesus. And so he set out in the beginning to deceive them, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is after the flood, okay? You would have thought men would have learned a lesson, okay? But see, oh Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They didn't learn nothing after the Lord poured that flood upon them. Okay, they didn't learn anything. Thank you, Jesus. And they still thought they could do it the way that they wanted to do it. Okay, so this man named Nimrod, him and his mother became like God. And they had all these different religions, okay, in this place called Babylon, okay? Jesus, hallelujah. And there the Lord, in the 11th chapter of this Genesis, the Lord did what he confused their religion, okay? He confused their religion, okay? Why? Because the devil is always doing something deceptive, okay? The devil did this deceptive thing in heaven, okay? What did he do? What did the devil do? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you know the plan of the devil, you know his plan is going to be the same thing, okay, in heaven and in earth, okay? How did he deceive one-third of the angels, huh? How did the devil deceive one-third of the angels? Now, you have to remember now, you better be listening. You better be praying very hardly, okay? Because these angels, a lot of these angels had great light, okay? They had great light. They had great illumination. They had great understanding. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
How is it that they were deceived while they were in heaven? you don't understand how dangerous this thing is that we're talking about, because a lot of people, they don't take it to the heart. But if the devil was able to deceive one-third of the angels in heaven, hallelujah, and to convince them to follow him, okay?
Amen.
How you think your little flesh can stand against him, okay? Now, he's been planning this. He started this in heaven, right? So he got kicked out of heaven, right? Michael and his angels booted him out of heaven, right?
Amen.
He got booted out of heaven, right? And so the Lord said, now get down there on earth. Booted him down here to earth, okay? And he's angry now, right? He's angry with everything, mm-hmm. okay? Now everything that God made, he's going to try to destroy it, okay? That's the devil's plan, okay? To put a monkey wrench in everything that God does, okay? Now this masonry, this is the devil's grand plan, okay? Masonry is it was his first plan, okay? Which he did at the Tower of Babel, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, you see this man, this man Nimrod and his mother Semiramis, they both were gods, okay? And they reigned over all these other religions, okay? Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said that they were going to do what they planned on doing, okay? Now, what did they plan on doing? They were planning on deceiving the whole world, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So, now they're going to say, go, now, on the fourth verse it says, of the 11th chapter, it says, now go. They said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make unto us a name, lest we should be what? Scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Thank you, Jesus. They want to make a name for themselves, okay, so that they wouldn't be forgotten. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded, okay? Now, at this same time, when Nimrod was doing all this junk, okay, now his uncles were still alive, right?
Amen.
His uncles, Shem, I don't know if all of them was alive, but Shem was alive, okay? But Shem represented, I think Shem probably represented the true and living God, okay? And he knew that, but all three of them knew about God, okay? But this Shem, he's the one that slew, that wiped out Nimrod because Nimrod was doing such sins, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Now we don't have the whole thing of what he did to Shem. Okay? What Shem did to Nimrod. Okay, we don't have the whole story. Okay, but nevertheless, we have the part that said he cut him off. Shem cut off Nimrod. He destroyed him. Okay, because of his sin and what he did. Okay. Now, this is in many of the not many written things, okay, of history, okay? Thank you, Jesus, where you have to go to and find the whole truth, okay? But it's already been revealed, okay, of what they did, okay? And this and Nimrod and his mother is a history, okay, that is made known to everybody. Now, it's not a secret thing anymore, okay? Now, Lord, the Lord let that happen, okay, for a reason, okay, so that men would be aware. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Now, people think that they can serve God. They think they can serve God and they can serve the things of the devil at the same time, okay? Now, the devil had this plan for all these years, right?
Amen.
You have to follow this. Now, you have to follow this. That the devil had this plan from the beginning to destroy mankind with all type of false religion, okay? That's how the devil. That's how the devil get you to follow him. Okay, with deceitful words. Okay, thank you, Jesus. And that's how the devil get you to follow him. Okay, so he started out back then. Okay, hallelujah, in Genesis. Thank you, Jesus. And he came all the way up. Okay. Thank you. He came all the way up to Babylon, right? Where he built Babylon
Amen.
Again. Okay. He built Babylon again, right? And he had a whole,
Amen.
He had a country, and he had this man that was called Nebuchadnezzar, right? Nebuchadnezzar was king of kings. He was called king of kings and lord of lords, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Whatever man you are, trying to take the place
mm-hmm.
of Jesus, right? Now,
Amen.
Nebuchadnezzar, also, his kingdom consisted of what? What did his kingdom consist of? It consisted of all type of religions, okay? All type of witchcraft, right? All type of magic, right? All type of
Amen.
Astrology, right? All type of numerology, right? All type of the works of the flesh of the devil, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And you can find in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, you can find all these different religions, okay? Thank you, Jesus. He had, because he believed in gathering all these religions to him, okay? And he believed in gathering all things that are dark unto him, okay? So he can get an answer from God, okay? He thought what he was doing was good, okay? And he thought God was just another God amongst the many gods, okay? That's what the devil wants you to think, okay? The devil is always trying to bring something, okay, to light, okay, in the eyes of men to make them believe something else, okay, other than the truth of God, okay. Now, the truth of God in the beginning was God, okay?
Amen.
Right? God created
Amen.
Everything, right?
Amen.
It was somebody there with him when he made everything. He made everything himself. And without him was not anything made that was made, okay? He created the heavens and the earth. This is God, the God in the beginning, okay? You got to follow the scriptures, okay? Thank you, Jesus, because the scripture won't lead you home. There's only one God, okay? Now, what is it that masonry and Mormonism, all false religions want to do to you? They want to lead you astray from the word of God. They want you to go into different places, okay, of darkness. They want you to leave off from following the one true living God. They want you to believe in something else. And
Amen.
How do they get you to do that? They get you to do that because your flesh wants things, okay? Your flesh desires things, right? Your flesh has a different outlook than your spirit man has, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But you got to bring your flesh man under the hand of the spiritual man. That's the man in Christ.
Amen.
That's the new man created in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Born again of the water and of the spirit. This is the new man,
Amen.
Okay? This is God's will, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And there is but one God. Remember this. Keep this in your mind, okay? There is but one God, and it was so from the beginning, okay? From the beginning
Amen.
Of Genesis all the way to now, okay? Now, thank you, Jesus. If you have but one book, which is the Bible, this would testify to that, okay? But no, most people say, "Oh, that's just man's." The man wrote that book. So God come out and he says, well, I'm going to make sure that they have another witness on the earth, okay, that can testify to who I am, that I am God, that I am the one God, that I'm and that I would do many mighty things, okay, in the earth, okay. So I'm going to have my word preserved in another part of the earth. Thank you, Jesus, for a certain time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's what he did. That's what God did. Because God knows the beginning from the end. You don't know anything. Man,
Amen.
The devil don't know The devil knows a drop of what he only know a drop of what God knows. Okay, and but that's how the devil can be. The devil deceives himself, and he deceives all those that follow him. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Now, from the beginning, okay, thank you, Jesus. This man, the Babylon, okay, which existed right in 65 A.D., right?
Amen.
This great kingdom of Babylon, okay, hallelujah, it reigned many years, okay? Now, the Lord did something. What did the Lord do to Nebuchadnezzar that brought him to truth, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That made him know something. What did the Lord do to Nebuchadnezzar that made him know the truth, okay? Now, I got to go to this, okay? Why do I have to go back to this? Because people keep forgetting what the Word of God says, okay? Nebuchadnezzar was brought low for his pride. The Lord used Nebuchadnezzar to do what? To chasten Israel, okay?
Amen.
Now, when the Lord used you to chasten his people, don't get the big head, okay?
Amen.
If God sent you to do something to his people, to chasten his people, you better beware yourself, okay? Because even if God used you to chasten his people, to correct his people, to rebuke his people, if God used you to do that, you better straighten your mouth up and not take no credit to yourself. What did Nebuchadnezzar do? Nebuchadnezzar was walking along one day, right, and he says, oh, all that I have built, I did this, I did that, I did it, I did, yeah, I took all the credit to himself, right, and it was God that sent Nebuchadnezzar. It was God that even prepared Nebuchadnezzar to come to take over Israel, okay, to bring a part of them so that God's glory could be seen, okay? What great thing did God do, hallelujah, in Babylon? What great thing did he do? He did great things. He showed that he was God, right? He showed that there's none like him, not in heaven, not in earth. Thank you, Jesus. He gave Daniel the words of truth, okay? The words of enlightenment, okay? And even when the men of the kingdom, okay, the magicians, okay, the soothsayers, the gainsayers, all those wizards and things, they could not tell Nebuchadnezzar his dream. There's only one that could tell the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, right? Because he wasn't telling them, because he couldn't remember it. It was taken out of his mind, so he couldn't remember it. But the Lord devised this so that it could be said, no, there's only one God, okay, that could reveal this thing, okay? The devil can't reveal it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you see how the devil, he thinks he's so big and bad, okay, that he knows this and knows that. He doesn't know half or nothing, okay? What he knows, God always plans around everything that the devil does, okay? Now the Lord is literally run circles around everything that the devil plans. Okay, how does the Lord do that? Because the Lord knows what the devil is planning on doing. Okay, so the Lord set up all type of things for us to be able to overcome the devil. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Like the scripture where he said, "Try the spirit." Okay, try the spirit. To make sure they be what? Of God, right? That God has given us that, right? To try spirits, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So the Lord used Daniel to do this great work, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But he used Nebuchadnezzar to establish a truth. Hallelujah. Excuse me. And that truth is that there is one God, okay? Now, Nebuchadnezzar, at the end of his life, He wrote that there is but one God. You know that was his last testimony?
Amen. Huh?
That, I said that he'd be held that there's only one God. After he came from a God, I put him under that beast spirit, okay, for 7 years, right? And he was running around under heaven with the rain falling on him, okay, eating the grass, okay, running back on all fours, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Could you imagine this king 7 years as hallelujah? And he was trapped in there somewhere in his body. He was trapped in his mind there, okay? And he couldn't get out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But when he got out of there, after these 7 years, he got out of there. The Lord let him out of there. And he said he learned to give God the glory. Oh, yes, God. To God be the glory.
Amen.
So this is the thing that we are establishing, that there is but one God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we know that there's many people that are establishing their own will, okay? Masonry is establishing what? What do they establish? They establish what? Their own secrets, okay? And their biggest secret is that Satan is the god of masonry, okay? Now,
yeah.
you can say this, that Satan is the god of Mormonism also, okay? Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Why? Because Satan built that after Joseph Smith left the Lord, okay, and went off and built up this Mormon thing, okay. Thank you, Jesus. He went further into that, okay, and he combined himself with masonry. Thank you, Jesus. And he had this man that was a mason. He had him make him a mason, okay? Bring him into masonry. Thank you, Jesus, because he saw that he could get power through this thing, okay? Now, you remember now, Joseph Smith didn't have any more insight. Joseph Smith didn't have any more insight in the things of God, okay? He couldn't see nothing. He was blind as a bat, right?
Yeah.
Joseph Smith didn't have no... He was totally blind because the Lord had totally left him, okay? He couldn't even have nothing he could pretend on, okay? And so he had everything he did, all that Joseph Smith did, he had to go back, and all the things that God told him, he had to deceive the people by rewriting those things which had given him, okay? Which God had given him, okay, before, okay? And so all those things that he had received before, He rewrote all those things, okay, the visions, everything. He rewrote everything and denied the Lord his God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is a great sin, okay, that God had given him these testimonies, okay, but he was so angry with God at that point that he says, hey, I'm going to go out here and I'm gonna build my own kingdom. So he thought he could make it work. Okay, because he was still under deception. Because if Joseph Smith had if he had repented in the beginning, he would never have begun setting up this Mormon kingdom. Okay, that he set up. That's all his fault. That blood is upon us, and that blood of those people is upon him. And so, for eternity, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to remember. He's going to be remembered, okay? He's going to remember these things, okay, of how many people he brought under this curse of Mormonism, okay, and masonry. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, another secret thing that the devil did, okay, is that he tried to convince all Christianity that they have a place with him in masonry, right?
Amen.
They try to get Christians to join it because that's a extra feather in the devil's cap, okay? And what he does, he says, well, I got the Christians with me, so why don't you other people join me too? So he says, yeah. So he uses the Christians to, but do you know the Christians are at the very bottom? They're at the bottom, the last two levels of masonry. Did you know that? man, they most Christians don't know that. Okay, they think they're at the top. You ain't at the top, brother. Even if you're a 30-degree Mason, if you're a 32-degree Mason, I don't care how 32-degree, you ain't going to get to the top because you have to be really, you know, demonic to be at the top, okay? And Christians, okay, thank you, Jesus, they at the very bottom, okay? But then you still don't remain a Christian, okay? You're just a deceived Christian, thank you, Jesus. Because if you're a Christian and you remain in masonry, you are not, you won't remain a Christian, okay? Because even though you go to church, you still go to church, you're still cursed. Your house is cursed. Your family is cursed, okay? Your children are cursed. To the third and the fourth generation, you are cursed, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And a lot of people don't like to talk about curses, okay? But you are cursed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From the third to the third and the fourth generation, okay? And you're still cursed unless somebody breaks that curse of Mormon, of masonry off of you, okay? Unless somebody come and break that curse of masonry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Which consists of every false religion, every false doctrine, and every false way of man, the flesh, and the devil. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you can find all these same religions, you can find these same false religions in what other religion? Roman Catholicism. In Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to hand it over to my brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But the devil is a liar. He's a deceiver, okay? He's the leader of this thing, okay, of masonry. Masonry belongs to the devil, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Mormonism belongs to the devil, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The devil created it. Thank you, Jesus. Roman Catholicism belongs to the devil, right? Islam belongs to the devil, okay? Communism belongs to the devil. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The only difference between communism and is that communists don't believe in God, okay? They don't believe in God at all. They are anti-Christ, okay? They are totally anti-God, okay, anti-Christ. So most, how many people in the world that don't believe, over 1 billion of the people in this world do not believe in Christ, okay? And they have an organization, okay, of communism, okay? That's what, and all these countries, okay, are overrun by this thing, okay, this spirit. So I'm going to stop it right there. I'm going to give it over to my hands of my brother. Take it away, Brother Nathaniel, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother, for sharing the words with those that are listening. I pray to all y'all that heard that you really was attentive to what my brother was telling you, and this is very important, as he said, what we're telling you. Part three of this secrecy or secrets, I'm going to not only give you scripture, but I'm going to go and read testimonies to you from others who have testified that Masonry and Mormonism have these, quote, secrets, okay? And you need to hear this, okay? You need to hear this. Once again, we're not trying to force you to do anything. We're always giving you this and telling you to take it to the Lord. Now, it's up to you. We're doing what we've been commissioned to do is to let you know. Once we have told you, we shake the dust off our feet, we go on, okay? And I'm not trying to be arrogant when I say that, but too many of us as believers have become too worried about whether someone is going to hear what we're telling them.
Amen.
Now, I'm not telling you to have a nasty attitude to people. I'm not telling you that. But you can't get wrapped up.
Amen.
Once you have delivered the word that God has told you to deliver, that's it. It's between them and God now.
Yeah.
And if they decide, say, hey, I ain't listening to none you say, well, just be a testimony against them. Once again, you have to go on, all right? You have to go on. And no doubt what me and my brother's sharing with y'all, there are already some who already probably think we off the wall. Some of us are already thinking that, hey, I wish they just shut up and quit talking about that, you know. And, you know, some of them just, there's some that probably think we just completely crazy. We are what they call conspiracy theorists. You know, they like floating that word been floating around the last few years, you know, conspiracy theorists. So some people might think, quote, we're just that. But that's far from the case. But what I'm saying is that our job is to give you the word, to tell you what is part of the restoration work of God, and to tell you what's not. We have told you that at one time God did use Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith got onto the road of pride, and he came up and made up some things and was given some things by the devil, especially when the devil used another man named Sidney Rigdon. Oh, I know some of the Mormons don't want to hear that, but yeah. He wasn't the best friend as he want to portray. But the devil used Sidney Rigdon to get Joseph Smith even further off the path, okay? So Satan don't know all things. He can maybe sense some things about to come out. He said, I want to stop this. I don't know what it's exactly going to be, but I want to stop it. And that's what he aimed to do, okay? And he saw that Joseph Smith, as some say, got the feeling himself, okay? And he worked with that, got him all off the way. But see, it's our job to let you know what's not of God that Joseph Smith did. Amen. And that you don't be deceived by many of the Mormons who are telling you and making you think that everything Joseph Smith did was of God, okay?
Amen.
And that simply is not true. Okay?
Amen.
Of course, when you bring it up to them, they don't want too much talk to you. You know, when you start bringing up that, they slowly start walking backwards or itching out of the dough or wherever they at. They finna start moving away from you. Okay?
Amen.
But we have to let you know this. And we have to let you know because we're going to get into quote, these secrets. Okay? We're going to get into these secrets. Some of y'all listening, you already know because you may be a Mason yourself or a Mormon. You already know some of these secrets. You already know some of these passwords that they be passing. And once again, if any of y'all think that me and my brother is far-fetched, way off in left field, whatever name you want to call, I tell you what. Take the information you given,
amen,
or take that what you find out about them yourself, and see does God agree with it. Now that's the way you can shut us up. You show me. I talked to a man some years ago, who was a Mason, and I said unto him, I asked him this question. I said, where in the Bible does God uplift or talk about Masonry? And I got to admit, his words to me was, it's not in there. I said, I know it ain't. I know it ain't. You don't find God uplifting Masonry, okay? It's not of God.
Amen.
So that makes you go to the question of, well, if people know it ain't scripture, why do they do it? Take a long, deep thought on that, okay? A long, deep thought. Okay, because you got some, quote, claiming Christians that are Masons. You got some pastors. And the biggest denomination I've seen that's in that heavily is the Baptists. So you got a lot of pastors that are Masons. You got a lot of women in the church that are Eastern Stars, which is the woman version, okay? You got a lot of men in that stuff, okay? And we have to let you know what's not of God, because right now you got some people thinking everything that's done in the church, connected to the church or whatever is of God. Amen. You got people out there that actually think Masonry and Mormonism of God. If you don't believe me, listen to what they're calling them now. They're calling them Christian organizations.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Now, some of us as Christians, when you first heard it, your mouth should have flew off. It should have just flew up a whoop. What? Say what?
Amen.
But you know why some of our mouths didn't fly open? Because we hadn't got enough in the Word to dispute it.
Amen.
I say it again. We have not gotten enough in the Word to dispute it.
Yes.
And some of y'all think just because you haven't, you think that it's okay. Well, I don't know. I was like, well, do you want to know? Well, I don't know. Well, I know you don't know. Everybody don't know everything. I said, but do you want to know? Okay? This is what this thing coming down to, people. This is why me and my brother's telling you this and telling you go back and ask God. Because we're pushing you guys to search.
Amen.
We're pushing you to look this up, what we're giving you. We're pushing you to go in the Word and examine these things to see does God approve of it or not. That's what we're pushing you. That's what we're giving you that nudge to do. But see, some of you, you may hear per se, but you say, oh, no, they crazy. Well, how is we crazy? When you got any evidence that God supports it? If you say that we crazy, where's your evidence that God supports these things? Where's your evidence that God supports Mormonism and Masonry? Where is your evidence? I know the vast big majority of y'all listening only know the Bible. Okay, I tell you what. Y'all know we on Blog Talk Radio. Really, me and my brother's on, what, 6 days? Okay?
Amen.
Now, we always announce our email address to God's Word of Man. Show your proof. Send it.
Amen.
If you saying that God is for Masonry and Mormonism, then you show us proof. Now, remember God's protocol now. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And number two, it got to be true witnesses. Not coming up with you grabbing a scripture and trying to twist it and make it say what it's not saying. We ain't talking about no stuff like that.
Amen.
We ain't talking about that now. None of that, okay? And when you bring up about Haman and Haman did this and that and y'all got all these passwords, you show me in the scripture. Well, Hiram, well, not Haman, Hiram. Hiram or Bill, you show me in the scripture. Well, Hiram was given passwords. You show me that.
Amen.
See, people don't realize when you ain't got a leg to stand on with God, you ain't got nothing.
Amen.
You have nothing. But once again, I'm giving y'all a chance to look it up. So for all you that's listening, not trying to be arrogant, if you say that God supports Masonry and Mormonism, that it is a part of the work of the Lord, then you prove it by the scriptures. You prove it. You prove it. Anywhere from your little ceremony where you're getting naked and all that, prove it. Me and my brothers on 6 days, 6 days a week, bro. We on 6 days a week. God's Word to Man, GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Send it to there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On that note, I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your face, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we humble ourselves before your mighty hand, under your mighty hand, O Lord God. Hallelujah, for your glory, for your honor, for your praise, O Lord God. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We announce you, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, as our Lord, our Savior, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your spirit of righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your spirit of light, Lord God, illumination, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for revealing these things, Lord God, to those that will listen, oh, Lord God, those that will believe, Lord God, those, hallelujah, that will lend their ears, their hearts, their minds, oh, Lord God, that will humble themselves, Lord God. Bless them, oh, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
That they will forth, oh, Lord God, in the spirit and power of the Lamb, Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To stand up on the rock, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless them, Lord God, to come forth in the spirit and power of the Lamb, Lord God, even if it's just one person, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. And we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all the listeners. Bring them back again, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Lord, say the same tomorrow night. We will come with Reason 2, Secrecy or Secrets, Part 3. Once again, I'm going to get ready to go into reading, give you the scripture and reading testimonies of former Masons and of Masons that had passed.
Yes.
That let you know. And even a former Mormon that lets you know that these organizations got secrets. Okay?
Yes.
And it ain't
yes.
good. And we already showed you tonight when a secret is not good. Okay? So
yes.
when we get into these testimonies and we read to you these testimonies, okay, once again, take it to the Lord. You ain't got to jump on bandwagon, just believe us. Take it to the Lord, okay? My brother told you, this is serious. It's not a game, people. It's not a game, and we're not going to treat it like a game. This is for
yeah.
real, because I don't know whether y'all know this or not, but things is going to tighten up even more, okay? Things is going to start tightening up. And that
yeah.
and that Antichrist, he really going to show it here. It's not going to be hidden now. It's coming all out in the open. Okay?
Yeah.
And I know many of y'all just looking to be driving in your truck, and any day you finna get snatched up. You know what? Brother Nate wish that was true. I tell you, I got to be honest with you. I wished 120% that thing was true. Because you know what? I'd be riding and smiling every day because I'd be like, hey, I'm going to be snatched up any day now, and I'll be telling them all at work. I let them know on my job. Oh, man, y'all can say what you want to. I'm going to be gone. When you going to be gone?
Yeah.
Any moment. Y'all come down there and look at me on my saw, you ain't going to see nothing but the saw running by itself. I'm going to be gone. But guess what? It ain't true.
It ain't
I wish true. It was.
Right. Wish it was. That's right.
You still alive physically, believers? You finna see that fella that we've been talking to you
yeah.
about in the scripture. He finna it ain't gonna be here.
Amen. It's not gonna be here. That's
all this
right.
stuff ain't coming together for nothing, people. Like my brother told you, these churches making this pact and this group with the Roman Catholic Church, it ain't for nothing.
Amen.
Something's gonna happen, and it ain't good.
Amen. It's not good. That's right.
Now, you as believers that have been getting in the word, you can sense it too. But you other, quote, believers that have been playing the game, laying around and all that stuff, you, I don't see it. I don't get it. I know you don't.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord have mercy. But like I said, and this Pope just been letting you know coming out the woodworks.
Yes.
At first, he was playing a little tipsy-turvy game, but that tipsy-turvy ain't coming out tipsy-turvy now. He's starting to let you know more and more where he stand.
Where he stand, that's right.
He letting you know that. Because once again, that truthfulness of them started coming out when the Roman Catholic Church took a hit. When all those priests got exposed, they took a big hit. And he said, I got to go back and I got to revive the image. So, hey, LGBTQ community, I'm with you. That's what he let them know. Hey, anything that is abominable, he's going to say it's okay. Because why? He knows so many people rise on his word. So many churches ride on his word. okay? Whatever he says, they ride on his word. And he knows this. That's why when the Pope entered the room, they all go just like, remember that commercial, E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton taught people listen, whenever he come into a place, look how people act. You would think it's Jesus Christ come from heaven and standing right there talking. You would think it was Jesus. They just all get quiet and get silent, and whatever he says, okay,
he said.
They make a big thing out of it. Now, people like me and Brother Robert, we get up on the platform and say something. They mean, man, y'all get out of here. Get down from down there. Y'all better never come back up here no more. Who are y'all? You know? But he get up there and says something. Oh, it's the Pope. Listen, I say this as I close. Any two times you come into a country and they were planning to have a Jeep for you to stand in and ride on in every state you go in, you tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
You know he like to stand up in the Jeep or in them Jeeps or whatever the truck they were driving them in and wave to the people. Well, when he class came here to the U.S., they talked about they were whatever state he went into, they were gonna have one for him.
Amen.
My Lord. Well, once again, don't forget tomorrow night part 3 of Reason 2, Secrecy and Secrets. Look for the advertisement from 6 to 6:30. We are on tomorrow night for 30 minutes. So for Brother Robert Grossman and Brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.